Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
New Year's Day is just around the corner and people are talking about their resolutions. Resolutions are generally based on topics for which we have become complacent. The Canopy Group has a New Year's resolution for you. In the past year, more than 3,500 Minnesotans conquered their complacency and contacted the Canopy Group for their home and auto insurance needs. That was an easy call to make because 80% of those people had only one agent with one company. They had no options. The Canopy Group offers 40 professionals and 16 companies. So many options. The Canopy Group's New Year's resolution has always been to annually review every existing Canopy client. The Canopy team reaches out to their client base and moves many of these clients from one of their 16 companies to a different company they also represent. It is an ongoing promise from Canopy to always provide clients with the best coverage at the best price and forever doing away with insurance complacency. Call 800-967-3389 or visit thecanopygroup.com and Happy New Year.
Oh, it's fun. Crazy. It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Royce Unchained.
All right, Patrick Royce. So Vikings-Packers is going to mean something after
yes,
all.
Yes,
a month ago, I thought it might mean nothing.
Now, the Pack, what do they need? Still need a bunch of teams to lose, right? A lot of games. They got to win the rest, and who do they need to lose?
The bottom of that is.
They need the Commanders' loss and or the Giants to lose out.
The Giants have to lose, too. So. Yeah. So basically, there's only three of them for two spots in. Seattle still... Seattle's 7-8 now, though, right? Aren't they 7-8?
Yes.
And the Packers are 7-8.
Yes.
So, the Packers aren't any good. How'd they win that game?
Concussed Tua helped them.
Yeah, they got another concussed Tua. They're going to get fined a lot again, huh?
I don't know what they're going to do with
the Dolphins?
I guess it happened. They think it happened in the second quarter. He kept playing, and in the second half, he was just awful.
Yeah. Well, I was not, I just was doing other stuff and not watching football that night, but I guess I was watching a movie or something, but I checked Twitter and the Viking fans and other people in my Twitter account were just celebrating the Packers' ineptitude.
Yep.
And then I kind of turned it out and didn't, and when midnight, I looked at my cell phone before I tried to nod off and saw that they'd won. Mm-hmm. I said, what the hell? How'd they win? The new NFL. You can get outplayed for 3.5 quarters
yes.
and still win. It's great.
You think?
Yeah.
The home team here might be evidence of that.
We might have seen some evidence of that. But they're not. I guess I did watch 10 minutes or something. They're not. Rodgers looks disinterested and bad. And the offensive line has got their usual injuries. And defensively, they were supposed to be so great. And they're. Ordinary. They're not very good. I mean, if the Vikings are talent-wise a full touchdown better than the Packers are, I would say.
Maybe.
But if they play their game, they should.
Pack favored by 3, right, Dex?
Yeah, 3-point favorites.
But boy, it's in Lambeau, so.
I should go to St. Croix and bet $100,000. Will they take a $100,000 bet? I don't want to do that.
Let me know.
We'd love to know if they'd like to advertise.
First, I'd have to come up with $100,000. But
If you do that, make sure you say you're with Score North, okay?
I could come up with like $6,000, maybe. I could scrounge up $6,000. Would they take a check? Do they take a check for $6,000?
Ask Mr. Money Talk, Josh. Where can we put some of this?
And don't tell your wife. She would not be happy if she found out you're putting... $6,000.
No, I would not. I wouldn't bet that game because our boys are, they're just. I was the only one in my group watching the game Sunday, saying, "And he's not going to make." Everybody saying he's not going to make. I said, "This thing is going to go right down the middle." I said, "This is 2022. He's going to make it." Mm-hmm. And then it looked like he hit it way out to the right, but he had to do it for distance apparently. She came right back in there and walked down the middle, and I was not surprised. I was not surprised.
One of those years.
Yeah, it is.
Crazy league.
It is. And I have. I think I said this last week. Until the game with the rotten Indianapolis, by the way.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they were rotten, and you were behind them 33-0.
Yes.
And you won, and they stink. And... until that game, I was saying, okay, they're going to pay for this. All this good fortune, they're going to pay for it. Now I'm on the other side of this saying, okay, they got the horseshoe for this year, and it might not get them through the Super Bowl.
That's what I was going
to
say.
But it might get them to the Super Bowl. Because the Eagles, now the Eagles might not, is Hurts going to play this week?
Don't know.
Questionable.
Yet.
They got somebody rotten at home,
and they've got a bunch of guys hurt now.
Yeah, is who they arrest.
Yeah, but the point is, this is going to get them to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I'm very curious to see how far it can get them there though.
Well, I think they can. What if the Eagles could? The Eagles got somebody bad at home though, right?
Saints.
Yeah. Okay. But you know. Who knows? The Eagles could lose the last two, and these guys could end up not having to play the first week, right?
Yes, which is why
if they don't have to go on the road, not beat anybody. I do love the Kirkophiles, though. They're just going crazy, aren't they? This guy's the greatest ever. They got to sign him to another extension, and
they're very upset now because people are pushing Jefferson for MVP and not Kirk. And they're saying that Kirk is just, I saw a tweet that said, you know, it's Burrow and Jamar Chase, right?
Yeah.
It's this guy and that guy.
Yeah.
But isn't Kirk fortunate he's got Jefferson?
Mm-hmm.
That's like, yeah, he's pretty fortunate.
Yeah, he is.
I'm not going to lie about that.
He is. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think he would have won that Buffalo game, that wonderful Buffalo comeback if God hadn't jumped up and made one of the greatest catches of all time.
The hand of God.
Yeah, the hand of God.
86,
yes.
Maradona.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They got mad at me, though, because I tweeted out, you know, as you're being thrilled weekly watching this team, don't whine when they're 6-11 next season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because all this is good. Sometime it comes back to roost, right?
Of course it does.
Sometime, you know.
Yep.
But because this does not look to me like a team that's building, you know, towards greatness. This isn't the St. Louis Rams of the early 2000s when they had young superstars that were going to be there 4 or 5 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this doesn't have that look to it. So you made a good point, though. They finally decided to let Hunter be Hunter,
yes,
instead of the soft linebacker crap that they had him playing.
Yes.
And that is, you know, has allowed him to look like a pretty good player.
He was always fine.
The only guy who could stop him was Ed Donatell.
And he did a hell of a job for the majority of the season.
Yes, and they need Hunter right now because the other guy's got him banged up, isn't he, Smith?
Yes, he's been banged up for probably the last month and a half or 2 months.
But, yeah, it's... They're better than Packers. They'll be excited to play the Packers. When are they playing that game now? 325?
Yeah, 325.
What are we going to have? It's going to be a little warmer, right? Is it supposed to warm up?
Yep.
Not be 82 below?
No,
something?
It's supposed to be. I think it's supposed to be in the 30s.
So who, by the way, as much as Rodgers is suffering without having Davante Adams, Davante Adams is suffering being in the other in Las Vegas. Who's he throwing to now? Is Watson still catching passes or getting a touchdown every game? Who the hell's
Rodgers
throwing to? Who's he throwing to?
He's throwing to the kid from NDSU. Christian Watson.
Mm-hmm. Lazard
is playing a lot.
Lazard is playing
Iowa State
a lot.
Kid, right?
And who's his tight end? Is Mercedes Lewis still there?
I think he is.
He caught a pass on Christmas Day. But the other tight end is
that guy got hurt. The guy
that he used a lot last year.
Yeah.
And he caught a pass on Sunday. Yeah.
Robert Tonyan.
But he has not been targeted as much.
Really? Because they must be.
I think Lazard is still his guy though now. Mm-hmm. But he ain't.
But he's got
Devontae.
Christian Watson would be trying to beat out KJ Osborne, right? If he was here.
If Christian Watson was here right now, he would be the second receiver on this team.
You got him ahead of Thielen?
Thielen can't run anymore. He can barely move.
Yeah, they wouldn't take him out of there, though. They like him. They like him running that 10-yard route and catching.
He had one catch on Sunday.
First drop of the season, though, I saw.
First drop and one catch. And I believe it was early first
O'Connell
quarter.
O'Connell did get on him a little bit about running the wrong pattern there, too.
On the fourth down.
That fourth down.
Yeah, he looked very upset.
What was the object of going for that punt?
Run.
They don't move the ball.
Or run. It's fourth and one. You don't need to throw deep.
No.
This is the new thing, though. LaFleur, O'Connell, go through the list of guys, right? They all do the same things. McDaniel, fourth down and short, they go for it, but then they try and throw deeper. I think the Dolphins did the same thing against Packers on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Shanahan. That whole tree does the same thing.
George Patton will be available, I believe, won't he?
Oh, jeez.
He hired this idiot that they had to fire. How can a guy, a new coach, we got the new offensive genius. He didn't make it through the first game of the year. When he was on probation, they wanted him fired then. And that team, how do they? Russell Wilson, what is it, 5 draft choices?
Yeah, and that's going to get
$235 million or some damn.
That's going to be the nail in George's coffin right there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's brutal.
You know what I think, Pat? I think the whole thing was predicated on they scooped up Hackett because they were convinced that they could get Rodgers from the Packers. Mm-hmm. And Hackett had been his OC for 3 years. So they thought, and when it went sideways, they pivoted to Wilson, and it was a complete disaster.
Well, they should have waited a year because they can get Rodgers now, I would think. Although, what's the hit? $50 million dead money or something?
Yeah, he's back. I don't see what the Packers can do.
You know what's the bad thing is? He's obviously going to play Sunday. They won't let Love play the late. If once the Vikings beat him, they won't let Love. Then they're going to have to let Rodgers play because it might be his last game, right? So then you got to let him play. This guy will have sat there all year, right? How many passes did he throw? He played second half of one game when Rodgers.
He's going to get through his whole contract without ever getting the chance. That's the most remarkable thing. What Favre wanted to do.
Yeah, Rodgers had to wait till year four. To get his chance.
Yeah.
He sat for 3 years.
Yeah.
But then we played over there on a Monday night with his first start and
yep, we covered it.
I drove over Monday morning, drove back afterwards. But the parking lot and the area around there was fantastic. There were 20,000 Favre jerseys, including some in the Jets. And 2 Rodgers jerseys, and they all hated him because he was replacing Brett, and then he didn't play very well that night.
No.
Didn't they end up beating the Vikings? But because Tavares had a terrible game, too. Did they beat him or not?
It was first game of 2008, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
And I think they did lose.
Yeah, they lost. The Vikings lost.
Vikings lost. Then they lost to the Colts and benched Tavares after that game.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's because they Tarver.
Rodgers got booed in the family night scrimmage that year.
Yes, yes.
The famous family night scrimmage where you bring all your kids and everyone gets in cheap. And hey, Packers, they booed him.
And they were mad at him. Why? The Packers made the decision to get rid of Favre.
Fans, I think they were mad at everybody.
You know what? Fans are stupid. Fans, not all of them.
They're stupid.
There's several. There's several that aren't stupid.
Except but those that, that turn stupid. Into Purple Daily and Ventline. Those fans are the greatest fans.
Hockey show.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they got the fans got mad. A very good joke I made last night on Twitter. And they no longer can laugh, you know, because I said New Mexico State should not feel that good about beating Bowling Green because no respectable team in recent times could possibly lose to Bowling Green. That's a good little joke, right? You lost last year. You just chuckle.
Yep.
You don't respond.
Yep.
You don't take the bait. You can't be that stupid to take the bait.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. I had some guy whose Twitter handle was Minnesota is communist. Or something like that. God, they're unbelievable. That you know, when it's a good joke, just smile. You don't have to get upset. You're just being stupid to get upset, right?
Twitter is a vast wasteland of responses like that, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost fun to see who does take the bait and respond.
Yes, yes, it is. It is, but in this case, I thought, everybody get a little chuckle at this.
No.
Well, they're all mad at me because of the, the Fleck Nation is mad at that thing I wrote a couple of weeks ago. So they're on the lookout for stuff. So anyway, Vikings win Sunday. But then again, what was the last one I guaranteed that you should have given the points and didn't work out?
Was that the Dallas game?
No. I didn't think. I don't think I ever. I wasn't all off my skis on that one. But look at Dallas.
Yeah.
You know, I was saying 3 weeks ago, you get Dallas at home the second round, you got no chance. Now you look at Dallas, they'll be favored. Dallas is playing mediocre as hell.
They're worse with Dak.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Cooper.
Dak threw another. I think he threw a pick six again on Saturday.
Lost that game, right?
What?
And they lost that
game. They won.
Oh, did
Dallas? Yeah, because Minshew started for...
Oh, that's
Philadelphia.
Right.
They rallied and came back
and beat them.
But I think they were down 10-0.
Oh, they were down
midway through the first quarter,
27-14 or something, and then they came back and won. The Eagles counting on their defense to carry them.
Mm-hmm.
They give up 40.
Yep. And now they're getting guys hurt. That's what I'm saying. Things are breaking right.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, they're
breaking
wood. Right. Yeah. You don't have that many injuries here. Is the secondary hurt or bad?
The Viking secondary?
Yes.
It's actually improved of late. Duke Shelley, the sixth-round pick of the Bears from 2019,
who was on the scrap. Dantzler?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He's been fantastic. Peterson had a rough game on Saturday.
They're still giving up 400 yards, but then he made the pick. Yeah, he made the interception. But
I mean, the defense as a whole is not. It's just you can't fix it completely because some of it is personnel.
Well, The big fellas in the middle aren't doing anything, right? Tomlinson.
Not as much as you thought they would do.
I don't know. Get rid of the 3-4. I hate it. Play like men. Four men up front.
4-3.
Go get them.
You know
the
guy who's playing great, I guess? I saw a stat since he joined Philadelphia. Linval Joseph.
Really?
Who was begging these guys for a job. Worked out, I think, at the training place that's right near where the Vikings are now in Eagan. Linval has been fantastic.
Well, the Eagles got enough injuries. They picked up about four of these guys.
They picked up Sue, right?
Yeah,
they picked up Sue and Joseph. But I guess Linval's been great.
That's good.
So could have helped.
The Eagles have. That's a long run with one loss, man, and fighting and battling and getting guys hurt. Yeah, the miracle season can last. It's now proven to me that the miracle season can last. 61-yard field goal and the greatest comeback in NFL
Kevin
history.
Kevin O'Connell is living right.
Yep. Yeah. Now, I will say, they don't pack it in. You got to give them credit. The fourth quarter, they don't pack it in.
No.
But, the Giants, here's what you got to look at. The Giants' offense is, they had 450 yards or something, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't know that
I don't mind
that
Daniel,
won't cost them.
I don't mind Daniel Jones, by the way. I think he's not top 10, but he's top 16.
But I think he's going to want to get paid, and I wouldn't pay him. That's my problem.
That's true. Yeah, you can't pay him a huge amount.
And their coach, he looks like a walking coronary. Brian Dable looks, my God.
He looks like Abe Gibron. Yeah, well, I saw a picture of him from only like 2 years ago. And he's, he's big, but he's all of a sudden he looks like he's 60.
His head looks like a tomato.
Yeah.
Like he's got the head of, it's continually red. I'm worried about him.
Who's running the Giants now? Because they got rid of the other GM, the old.
Yes, they fired their old GM, and then I think they brought in, I think his name is Joe Schoen. He came from, if I'm not mistaken, he might have come from Buffalo, too.
Yeah, that's right.
And then
he brought this guy with him.
Yeah, and he's done a good job, but my God, does he not look healthy.
What do you think, fellas, if you were, I go out after our snow and shovel my walk, a little bit, not very big.
Okay.
Takes me 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd be shoveling my walk in Buffalo.
Oh, no, that's heart attack. Now. That's the heart attack snow.
I went in.
Did you see the deaths already?
Yeah, 35 or 40 or something.
From snow shoveling?
No, from various things, including snow shoveling.
They're shoveling probably houses collapsing.
Yeah, Colin told me his parents were there and were without heat the last time he checked in.
Yeah.
They showed some of these houses with icicles and roofs slanted down and... This is two of them in 10 days, right? They had the one where they had to move it because they got 30 inches. And now this thing is
They got
worse.
Stuck in Chicago. The Bills got stuck in Chicago Saturday, and I think they eventually got back some point on Sunday and had to shovel out to get home.
Why did they bother to come home? They should have.
It's a good question.
They should have called up somebody and said, can we use your facility for a week or something?
Call the wife and kids and say, you know what? It's Christmas. You got the presents? I'm staying in Chicago.
Yeah, right. What the hell? Well, it could be worse. You could be flying Southwest Airlines this weekend.
My God.
Oh, I don't, yeah.
I've, I am. It is official now. You could tell me that I got a free week in Vegas. If I can get there over Christmas.
Yep.
I'm going nowhere during the holidays anymore. Even at our place, which doesn't have that many Southwest flights.
Right.
Do you see the lines?
Yeah.
And that's at Humphrey, right? 100.
That's Terminal 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Terminal 1 is hundreds.
You know what's scary about this, though? Until Twitter, you read about this stuff. Yeah. And you thought, oh, that sounds bad. Now you have all these personal videos of them announcing, just go home, go back to your hotel, and you got to go to southwest.com and rebook. And they've got cops there, basically, because they know people are going to go crazy.
Yeah.
That's what's changed this.
Yes, that's true.
Because that scares you.
But we're not we're not giving you any money to go to the hotel, but you got to go find a hotel, which are all sold out,
of course,
by the way. And, that is one of the worst jobs in America, being a gate agent.
Oh, yeah.
Because we want to blame them, you want to MF somebody so you take it out on some 50-year-old gal who's looks at her computer and Southwest is saying, send them home.
And I've always been a big checked bag guy when I fly, unless I'm literally doing like a 48-hour flight. But the problem is all this situation is it's not even the fact that flights are being delayed. People's bags are all over the GD country.
But you know what? If you check a bag, that's your fault by now. I never check bags.
I hate lugging it around.
What you have to do is not overpack it. You just got to say, instead of taking a bag that's got 2 weeks of clothes in it for a vacation, I'm going to go to a laundromat.
Yep.
I'm going to get there and wash clothes every 3 days. The hell with it. Send it out.
Dawn got down to carrying on because it was so bad that she's like, I will stuff enough of my clothes in a carry-on bag.
Yeah,
it's a complete cluster bleep.
I flew a whole lot for 15 years, probably 20 years, and boy, I hate it. Now I don't know what it's just gotten old. It's, you know, you get
no. I think it's worse though, Pat.
It becomes just a big pain in the ass. I still say you got to use the Ricey honor system. Forget the security. Forget going through security. Just go to the gate.
Yep.
You know
what I don't get?
What are the odds? 98% of all flights are going to have no terrorists on them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are the odds of you being on the one that
That's like the thing of just take off.
Yeah.
You know, got a slight problem with a tray on three.
Yes.
I don't care.
You're sitting there and I'm going to use the worst word. Asshole is sitting up two seats and you're about ready to leave. And they tell the flight attendant, my seat back is not.
Yep.
You put your hands behind the seat like
just
this.
Just sit like this.
Like this.
Sit up, yes.
You go like that. Are you ready? Yeah, I'm fine.
Yep.
And then once you get up in the air,
bang.
Then what the hell? Who cares?
Yeah.
God almighty. And the guy that comes back and says, the toilet's not working. Start flying. Then worry about the toilets.
Yep.
There's other toilets. Yep.
Unless it's an engine,
yes.
Like if it's a slight door problem,
or
just jimmy it closed and let's go.
If you first leave and you see a little, and you're out, out there, and you can see the engine, and you see a little fire coming out. You know?
Well, yeah, no. If it's an engine, I don't want to go.
Yeah,
but if it's a door, a maintenance problem,
yes,
that's not going to cause the plane to crash.
We're still waiting for him.
Take your chances.
We're still waiting for him to deliver our pretzels. You don't feed us anymore. We don't care.
Yep.
Let's go.
Yep.
It's
the other thing that I don't get, and it seems to me that the older I get, the more it does not make sense. What's the deal with like going home for Christmas? You can go see your family. Like somebody decided, you know, Christmas, right? It's time for family again.
Yes.
In the worst part of most of the country's weather pattern, you all decide that you're going to pack airports to go. Why don't you move that to, I don't know, April? Make it an Easter gathering.
Yeah, that could be. That could. Now there's a lot there. Yeah, you're right. You don't run into the snow or not. Ah, you got to come home for Christmas. There's songs telling you got to come home
exactly
for Christmas.
My point.
Yeah. I'll be home.
What a bunch
for
of
Christmas.
Suckers. And you know what's not bad? Not having a lot of family in your house for Christmas. Mm-hmm. My sister and brother-in-law, they joined us for a while on Christmas Day. They went home. It was fantastic.
We had my sister-in-law and two nieces. They were there for 3 hours. We would have much appreciated if they'd stayed longer, but they wanted to get, they said, enough of these two poor asses.
Yep, that's
you know, they wanted to get out with their lives. So, that was good.
Or just go home. And I don't blame them for that. That's my point.
Yeah, that's true.
It's cold. I want to be home.
Mm-hmm. Now, back in the real day, in the my drinking days, you like to have people home for Christmas,
Oh, that's different.
And then you come see how many Christmases you can ruin by stumbling home
yes,
on
that's
Christmas
a whole
Eve
different, yes.
at 8:30 at night, saying, "Hey, we opened those presents yet?" How you doing, kids? Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's a different story.
You
I'm
know
talking
what
about
the other thing I don't like about Christmas, modern Christmas. These kids attempt to run the Santa game. Way too long into life. 8 years old. That's it.
Okay.
That's the end.
Yeah.
That's old.
Yeah, for Santa.
For still believing.
Agreed.
You got 10-year-olds. Because they know they're going
to
get.
Are they playing along to get their gifts? Or
I think they're playing along.
Okay.
They can't be that stupid.
So they're working the system.
Yeah, they're working the system.
All
but
right.
The parents keep, the parents are so naive, they think they believe. Well, you really think so? some guy's climbing down your chimney? You right. really believe that? You know?
Right.
That's
a very good point.
Yeah.
Because right now,
Santa.
That's called a home invasion.
Yes, right, Santa. Yeah. We should
announce. I got him, Mom.
We should announce in grade schools, you know, they've, like, grades 1 and 2. Okay. Cut them off from the intercom. And then maybe 3. Maybe a little bit. 4th grade in, you should announce before they're going home to Christmas, you know, on the intercom, you know there's no Santa, don't you? And all your friends are going to be laughing at you if you still pretend like it. So get out with your life.
Yep.
That's
Well, you could tell your parents, too, if you want to sign Santa, that's fine, but I'm not buying the ruse.
Yes. So I the Boys in Blue, Showtime's 4-part series on starts with George Floyd, and it's on the North football team from 2021.
Yep.
And it was shot without any idea that Deshaun Hill was going to get, you know, it was shot, and they had it all packed. I'm talking to the producer this afternoon. I mean, the director, Peter Berg, this afternoon. But it's, the Deshaun Hill thing, they were wrapping it up, and then he got murdered. And that made it incredible. I mean, it's like I watched it. It's 4 parts. They sent it to me. It's even the North people haven't seen it yet, but it's pretty damn good. And of course, it's, you know, when you got the, you know, at the end having right. Deshaun Hill is very prominent in the first 3 episodes, and then he ends up getting murdered. Ellison, the anti-cop, you know, Keith Ellison's son, who I don't mind. I always vote for Keith Ellison. I don't mind him. He's a little rabble rouser, but I've never voted for a Republican in my life, but if I had a chance to vote against Ellison, I think I might have to do it. He wants to get rid of the cops, and then he's asked, okay, what are you going to replace him with? Well, you know, triple talk, but not he and Charles Adams have a, you know, the part of the compelling part about this thing is, you know, Charles Adams is the coach's father was a cop, is a cop.
Mm-hmm.
Charles is a cop. Charles' sister's a cop. Charles' uncle's a cop.
Wow.
And a couple of coaches on his team are cops. And a couple of coaches, so that the cop's dealing with the players and the athletes, and that's a pretty good angle there. But it's pretty good. Now it does drift into the there's 4 episodes, 45 minutes or so, and it does drift into the battle for the defund the police deal and get rid of the police department. There's a lot on that, and some of it, but it's going to be worth watching on Showtime. It starts January 6th. I think it's going to run once a week.
Okay.
So it's pretty good. Peter Berg, who's a McAllister grad, was an actor for a long time, and now he's more of a director and a producer, but you'd know him as you recognize him. I think one of his, you ever see The Last Seduction? Linda Fiorentino, Bill Pullman, 1978 or so.
I don't think I did, no.
She's great. He was the, she was like the femme fatale of the, back when those were Body Heat and all those right. were out. One of the great femme fatale movies of all time. Fiorentino's in it, but Peter Berg was the guy she picked up in a bar just because she wanted to get frisky, and he fell in love, and this was not the idea that she had with the thing. But
right.
He was a kid then, so I'm going to.
Interesting. So where did the idea for this originate
That's
then?
That's what I got to ask him. You
okay.
know, I don't know. I won't know till this afternoon how they I'm sure they wanted to do something on, you know, the Minneapolis turning into, you know, the. I mean.
That's true.
We got to remember that the George Floyd thing
yep.
was international.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was worldwide.
That's true. Okay.
It was
yeah.
worldwide. Well, if you're going to do that, you got to take a slice, right?
Right.
You're not going to cover it. You got to take a slice. And I don't know how he decided North football was the place to take the slice because, you know, at the end, you would say, well, Deshaun Hill got murdered, so that makes
right,
sense.
But
at the time, they were obviously hoping they had wrapped it up, and then that came in February of
right.
They'd left, and the camera crew left at the end of the 2021 season, and then I'm sure that I got to ask him what his reaction was when he heard that, like the rest of us, just sick to your stomach. I talked to Charles Adams last night. I said it's like watching a documentary on the Kennedy, you know, John Kennedy. You know how it's going to turn out, and it's going to make you sick.
Right.
You know, and that's
but it's still compelling to watch.
Oh, God. It's good. It's good. It's, you know, it's big league production. So, and there's certain kids, there's about four or five of the players from that team that they picked out to kind of make main characters. Is Rio Sanders, who was a senior. There's a couple other kids that are not quite as prominent, but had good stories. And Deshaun was one of those guys that they'd had a lot of tape on from.
Yep.
What he was going to be prominent in the documentary before he was murdered. So, but it's going to be worth watching. I'm going to watch it again. And I watched it yesterday for about, they sent me this stuff and let me watch it. And it's about 45 minutes.
So it's done completely though now?
It's
so
done
like
now.
You
it's
got
done.
A final
yeah,
edition as opposed to.
Yes, yeah, I did.
They still have to make some cuts or something?
No, they're good. It's good, but it's a tearjerker at the end, that's for sure.
Yeah, I bet.
So. Anyway, you've heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I advocate that you give Josh a call is simple. Trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said, through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns. And while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you are seeing in returns. Yes, that is more common than you would like to think. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the 48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad that you did.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Royce is a paid endorser.
What else we got?
We got our Wolves.
Oh, my God.
Three down. Gobert not playing at the end. All hell is breaking loose again after we thought it was fixed. It's a mess. it goes back to what you always say.
What a disaster.
It doesn't change.
What a disaster.
They tried to do the right thing in their minds.
God almighty. What are they going to do? And didn't you say there's a story now that our heroes?
Doogie told me this.
A-Rod and Lori. Might not have the money.
That they're still trying to raise funds, according to Sportico.
Well, wasn't it due this month? The next big up was due this month,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's due right before. I think it's due.
500 million.
I think it's due this week.
Yeah. Wow.
Because I think the last chunk is due next year, right?
Yes.
That's supposed to be it.
But they, you know.
But you called it.
Look what they did to Glenn. You know, we're going to be mad at Glenn if he gets the team back. Look what they did to him. You know, they hired him an $8 million a year
executive,
general manager who just made the worst trade in the history of sports. And then they, you know, then they gave away more draft choices than they did in the Joe Smith scandal, for God's sakes.
This has the potential to push Herschel down to two.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, God, yes.
But I mean, that's an untouchable target. Previously.
This got the potential for Glenn to say, anybody who wants this for $3 billion can have it and move it anywhere you want to, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
If you think about it, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. And you know, if you want to move to Vegas or Seattle, you probably have to give the league $1 billion too. But
Finch might be happy to get to get let go here at some point, to get fired at some point.
Yeah.
Finch might be the happiest guy on the planet. I'll go coach somewhere else.
This Connolly can't fire him. How can he fire him?
I know. I'm just saying this whole thing.
So what last night, I didn't watch last night. I can't stand it. But Gobert was on the bench at the end because they don't know how to play him.
Nas was playing. And the Heat were without Bam and Jimmy Butler.
Yes.
So their two best players were not playing.
Yeah. I saw the end. I saw the very end. And
yes.
And they gave, at the end, Edwards kind of, Lowry jumped underneath him, and that call could have gone either way. And that gave him a chance.
Yep.
And then did Edwards miss the free throw?
Yes.
Did he miss the free throw?
No, he missed it.
What the hell? He's missed a lot of big free throws, too. But
he missed it.
They are
Where is it?
This is disaster. I mean, if people cared as much about the Timberwolves as they did the Vikings, this would be disaster A. Because, Walker Kessler, the kid they drafted, so they gave up four, but they also gave up him. He's not bad.
No, he's good.
He could serve the same purpose as Gobert does, and with more scoring. I know Johnny Kay did an interview with Connolly's been hard to pin down, apparently. Johnny Kay did an interview, but he was vague as hell in that interview, too, right?
What's he going to do?
Yeah.
What's he going to say at this point?
Yeah, you'd like to have him sit down and say, why? What did you see that we...
Well,
here's the problem. A lot of us endorsed it.
Yes.
Because we figured, one of the smartest GMs in basketball, he's got to know what he's doing. He's smarter than I am.
Yes. Oh, I agree completely. Mackey loved it, and I said, yeah, what?
At first I was, I don't know how he and Cat, and then the whole idea was he could play defense,
yes,
so Cat wouldn't have to play defense.
Yes.
But basketball is a bigger picture than that, right?
Well,
Hubie Brown used to drive you crazy, and Fratello both, but they analyzed every play like it was a football player. It was like there's 100.
Hubie still does that. God bless him.
There was 150 snaps, yeah, or 175, but then you really realize in the NBA there is more. You got to have ball movement. You got to be able to get the ball from one side of the court to the other and get the open
they
shot.
They struggle with that.
And
a lot.
And having a, who was it saying that Edwards, when Gobert wasn't playing, Edwards was great because he could go to the basket. There was nobody clogging up
Jim
the basket.
Jim Pete said that.
Nobody clogging up the basket.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, because you don't clog the lane.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. And by the way, when they made the Herschel trade, I also thought that was great at the time, but I'm not paid to make the trades.
Yes, that's true.
And I also didn't know that Bernsey had no use for him.
Yeah, and we also didn't know that Lynn had attached draft choices to all these seven marginal players.
Jimmy was going to cut as they walked in the door.
Yeah. Yeah, Jesse Solomon, I think he got to stay a year, right?
Yep.
Maybe he's about the only one.
Darren Nelson.
The rest of them, boom.
Didn't Darren refuse to report or something?
Yeah, right.
We don't get paid the millions, though, to make these trades. But, yeah, this is a...
But the Gobert was the missing piece for what? The missing
piece... To allow Cat to become...
But the missing piece to allow this team to get to where?
To make a playoff run. To
I
not be
so.
A... To not,
not
to
be
a play-in team.
Play-in team. Well, they're not going to be a play-in team. You don't have to worry about that. But I did hear, Johnny on with Barrero one day right before the season started. And he had him for 52 wins and said there's people around the country who are going higher, but he was going to go with that number because it would take a little while to get adjusted and stuff like that. I'm not bad-mouthing him, but that was the concept that, once Cat and Gobert figured out. Cat's hurt now, but do they win last night's game if they have Cat? I don't know, but they obviously, whatever the plan was, with the two big guys, and this is how we're going to play it. They got to go back to that if Cat ever comes back, because this isn't going to work.
But then D'Lo does not fit at all. That's the other problem.
The thing.
All of these pieces don't fit.
D'Lo, when Edwards has the ball, was just running to open areas and taking shots.
Off guard.
Yeah.
Just an off guard.
But his value is nil.
Well,
you trade him somewhere.
Yeah.
You trade him somewhere. They're going to make you take a similar priced mutt back, right?
So Doogie said today there is now a small fan movement to actually bail on Gobert by the deadline now and try and get something back for him.
Can they even do that?
Yes. He could be traded. It was at some point in December that guys that you acquire can then be traded.
But
Cat can't be traded.
But, so, you're going to take back.
It's not going to happen.
You're going to take back a one, 2 years, a two now and a one.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
And then another, and then you got to take the money, some other stiff, right? You got to take somebody else.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But the panic that is emanating now is just glorious to watch, because nobody knows what the hell. And every time that you think, okay, they're starting to look good, they pop up and lose three consecutive games.
Yes.
Or four or five.
And by the way, this mighty, mighty force that Connolly built at Denver, they're mediocre. You know, he got to draft Jamal Murray because Tibbs screwed up and drafted Chris Dunn, right?
Yep.
Even though Calipari called him up and said, he was a freshman, you know.
Yep.
Calipari called Tibbs up and said, take Jamal Murray. He's going to be a great player. And Tibbs took Chris Dunn because he wanted a tough guy,
yeah,
a hard guy, play defense.
Tibbs is your guy, man.
Yeah, Tibbs was doing good. Now they lost three in a row. All
Christmas Day? They choked, too. They had the Sixers.
All at the end. Yeah, the Sixers, they were tied with no time left and ended up getting beat.
They looked great. I flipped to the football game. I came back and they lost.
Well, they play Brunson so hard that he limps off the court about half the time. He's played 41 minutes. But, they had eight in a row, but they were playing the right teams, too. Now they've been playing the wrong teams.
So what happens, to your point, if this sale falls through?
Yes.
Which it sounds like it could. And the team reverts to...
I tell you what we do. If we bring back Carlos Correa, that's what we do. I don't know.
Who knows? He might come back. But anyway, but if the sale falls through, and Phoenix just sold for $5 billion, right?
Four billion.
Okay. And somebody comes to Glenn and says, okay, Glenn, I got the $4 billion. I've just got it. I'll take this team off your hands, but I'm making no promises. Glenn is 80-something now?
Yeah, 83 or 4, yeah.
You know, at some point in time, he's going to want to set his family up. Like, I don't think his family wants to deal with his basketball team.
No, well, you got to get, the one reason he's selling is to get his estate in order.
But my point is, he has worked very hard to try to keep it here. At some point, if I say, I'll give you $3 billion and I'll keep it here, and someone else comes and says, no, I'll give you four and a half, but I can do whatever I want. I got to think at some point he says, you know what?
We tried.
Exactly.
Yeah, we tried. And the other thing is, these guys don't have enough money to close a $1.5 billion deal. And the first thing they're going to do is tell us to build them a new stadium,
yes,
a new arena. And if they don't have, and they're not going to throw in the first $500 million or something, you know?
It does not appear as so.
No.
If Sportico is right.
Wow. Yeah.
But at some point, Glenn's going to just say, family's more important than you people.
Correa's going to be playing shortstop at Target Field, and Glenn's going to still own the Timberwolves. And then we're going to blame him for the Rudy Gobert trade, even though he admitted he'd never met him, right? At the opening press conference.
Oh, he had no idea.
He never met him.
I've never seen this guy in my life.
No, he's my new...
How much am I paying him?
You know what? That's the deal. If you're going to sell a sports team, sell it to somebody that's got the cash, right?
Yes.
Don't wait for him to come up with the cash.
But Glenn's put so many parameters on, you got to keep it here, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
That's the point. Is he can find, I bet you that he can get $4 billion if he does not attach strings.
Yeah, well, Kansas City would not give him that much money, but Seattle or Vegas would. But the word is the NBA wouldn't let anybody move there. So,
what if we agreed to give to allow them to move for a new expansion team and we can just start over?
Who wants to come up with $1 billion for an expansion team?
You know what? Call them the Pipers.
I'll tell you what.
Call them the Muskies. We'll start over.
I'll tell you what. You take that, or you know, as big a pain in the ass as they are, you take that building out of the middle of downtown Minneapolis and 45 nights a year, and you now have another dead zone.
You know, oh, yeah.
Hennepin Avenue is a dead zone, and now behind it you have another dead zone. And then the Twins are stuck over there in Target Field all by themselves, right?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know. It's not good.
Correa. Now, to be clear, we are recording this at nearly 1 p.m. on Tuesday,
yeah,
okay? This could change.
Mets could do it, but...
But the Mets are now very concerned.
But the Giants, are they very concerned or just concerned?
I think they're very
concerned.
Well,
Correa also came out today and said, I'm not restructuring my deal with the Mets.
Oh,
the Post
that
had
right?
that also like about 45
So he won't
ago,
change yeah. anything?
No.
Oh, okay, because they supposedly were trying to work an agreement where if this creeps up, they can get out.
They could, or they could, yeah.
Not pay him as much.
So the Giants don't look as bad, though, because it looked like the Giants just wanted out.
It looks like the Twins either didn't care or overlooked.
Or the Twins' doctor.
This problem.
Supposedly, according to Boris, who is not 100% truthful at all times, that his end of time with the Twins exit physical
yes
came back clean, but it's surely not as extensive as the physical you're going to do on somebody who you're going to give $300 million to, right?
Or his one here in the spring where you again probably didn't care as much.
Yeah, right. You know,
because it was a 3-year, 1-year contract.
It is. How did he know it's something that's been since he signed, you know?
It must be
legit. As an 18, 19-year-old kid.
Yeah, but it must be legit because, I mean, you wouldn't have two teams flag this like they have without it being a big concern that it's going to go at some point.
Can you imagine our Twins if he'd come back here for 286 and he lasted a year and you had him and Buxton sitting against next to each other? What the public would have been saying about our guys, Valvey and Lamine. So, what's Correa do though? If you know,
I don't know.
You got Boris telling him he's going to get him 300.
He's not going to get a long term contract.
If the Mets bail, he ain't getting that. This is it.
Well, if the Mets bail, he ain't getting 10 years here because you ain't doing that.
Oh, that's gone.
You'd be a laughing stock. So yeah. He's going to have to. So.
When you already on
the 3-year contract was genius.
When you're already on the hook with Buxton for 6 more years,
yep.
What it was, 7 years, $100 million, you can't trade him, right?
Correct. I believe
that. I mean, yes. That isn't that isn't huge by today's standards, but you got to try to bring in healthy guys. Healthy guys is a good thing, I think. You know, unhealthy guys.
This
is
what your acceptance speech.
Yes.
For your Lifetime Achievement Award,
yes.
Should be all about baseball philosophy.
Yes,
you need right. you need to restock a bar for the media.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
The booze needs to flow. Yes.
I'll be back if that's the case.
Yep. Yes, needs to flow freely. Yeah. Bring in healthy guys. Go up there and read some Calvinisms.
Yes, that's true. Something like that. It's,
if you do that, I'll come.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pay those inflated prices that Lavelle charges for the Diamond Awards.
How much are they charging?
I got my email today asking me to buy a ticket. Hold on a second. I'll see if I can find
100 and a half, maybe.
Seriously?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. It's expensive.
I don't know how many free ones I get, but.
Diamond Awards. January 26th, 5 o'clock. Okay, hold on. Purchase tickets. I'm going to go to that. Individual ticket.
Mm-hmm.
$250.
What?
$190 tax deductible. Sponsor a patient. $250. A VIP, $500.
I thought it was like $75.
I thought it was 100 and a half.
Individual ticket.
I'm not going to say anything. But I wouldn't pay it.
Includes entrance for one event, two events, including dinner and award ceremony. Selection of one ticket assumes main registrant is attending the event, $250.
And I take it press credential is not an option.
I don't think they do. I don't think they credential the media for this. I think you got to buy a ticket.
It didn't used to be, but I don't know. I haven't been there in a
long
time.
Because we used to, when we had the rights here, we used to buy a table. And the Star Tribune, when it started, bought a table.
I think the
Star Tribune.
I think they got Seaman for a table, but I might be wrong. I think he sent me an email saying he was, but maybe
we're
not
buying a table.
Maybe not.
Give Dex a little bump.
That's right. I don't know. This is.
If I can boo when they go up there.
Maybe not. I might be wrong.
All want to see Royce get his Lifetime Achievement Award.
That's what I only want to see.
Health is the most good. Doctors are the most important thing.
Here's the deal, though. Correa's getting 5 awards. If he doesn't show, I'm going to do 20 minutes. What the hell?
Yeah.
You know,
I'm not objecting.
There's nobody left.
Oh, my God.
Break out the Carlos Correa cracks.
Yeah, right. That's right. Hey, anybody seen Carlos?
Carl.
Yeah, they don't.
The good guy, the media good guy. Where is he?
I don't know how much of it'll be a wiseacre at these things because they take them fairly seriously.
Sure they do, so. But what are they going to do? Take the award away?
I got people saying, nephews and people saying, we're going to be there for your big award. I said, it's 5 minutes out of 2 hours, you can – watch it on TV.
For this? Yeah, Bally's will repeat it 18 times.
Right.
That's in the first week alone.
Yeah. Well, I had no idea it was 250.
Yeah. So,
but you know what?
Enjoy. Congratulations. I'll catch you on Bally's.
And you know, while you're there, you can go buy a new jersey for $475.
That's another thing you can talk about marketing.
First access.
I really like those new jerseys, everybody. I couldn't afford one, but I really like those new jerseys.
1961, first home game that you attended. What was even available at the concession stands or at the merchandise stands?
Well, you got your hot dog.
No, but I'm saying like hats?
Merchandise stands.
A pennant.
You get a ball, a pennant.
A hat, maybe?
You could get a hat and a T-shirt. You could get a T-shirt.
Yeah, because
there weren't jerseys, but you could get a T-shirt.
When I was a kid...
Hats are big.
When I started going, there still weren't jerseys. Jersey Day was big, but that was a jersey.
Yes. Yeah.
It was a Rod Carew cheap V-neck.
Yes. Yes.
V-neck.
Yes, right.
But there were no jerseys.
No. Here's the deal. I was going to get Luke a new jersey, right? The 12-year-old, big sports guy. So I go in and, to buy one for a 12-year-old kid who's going to get bigger.
Quickly.
And I wanted to get one of the... And the only ones they have are the authentics of the new ones, which were... And for the one he wanted, Twin Cities... Now, this was at the Twin Store. Maybe it's cheaper somewhere else. $475. So... and then I looked at some other stuff. So I bought him a hat and put a $400 Visa card in there and said... You're on your own. Buy everything.
You're playing a $400 Visa card?
But that's if he wants to buy hockey sticks, if he wants to buy...
No, I'm saying you give him $400?
Well, after the money we blew on his sister, we had to kind of equal things out. So.
God!
Grandpa gave me $400 when I was a young type.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you only got two.
Yeah.
See, this is what
I'm
sucks.
Not like
my grandparents were all dead by the time I was
born. I'm not like Suture. He's got 9 or 10 of them. He's got to pick his spots, but, I only got two. So, but
man.
To me...
I'm really sorry.
I'll let him make his own decision. Here,
Yeah, no, you, no, yeah, 400's a... Generous.
Because I'm not going to buy a $475 one plus tax and that he's not going to be able to wear, and I'm not going to spend that much anyway. And so it's.
You're a very generous grandpa. He could turn around and buy a ticket to see you accept your award at the Diamonds Award.
I was going to
deduct $190.
I was
tax free, tell him.
I got to find out. I think I had access to some, but. I got to...
you better see.
I think it might be the wife and another...
You know what you should do? Scalp them.
Yeah.
At a reduced price.
You know, if
200.
Get my wife in there. Get the wife. She got to get a free one, doesn't she?
Well, she should, but is she going to want to go?
Well, she'll want to go, but then if she's mad at me that week, maybe she won't show up.
Yeah, Dawn would probably not want to. Yeah, why don't you give us somebody else?
Yeah. Do they have a meal there?
Yeah.
I'd hope so.
Why do they bother? Why don't they make it 150 and have a couple of
open bar?
Whores devours or something.
They do. They've got a social hour, and then they have the dinner.
Wow.
And then, if I'm not mistaken, the MC, ordinarily Dick Bramer, gets up and does the award ceremony.
Is Juice going to be there?
Juice? I don't know.
I love that, Joe. You know what? Joe Polad. What if Joe Polad replaces Dick with Juice?
Could replace him with Juice. Get a little more energy in there. You know who's, what did I hear? I don't know. Do we still have a baseball writer? It wouldn't be in my case because it's not a baseball writer award, but do we still have a baseball award writer go up there and introduce each of the awards?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, Dick hands it off to like.
I haven't been there for a few years.
Yeah, I think Doe is now the head of the.
Yeah, the last one I was at.
Right.
Last one I was at, I introduced Kelly for maybe this award. I don't know which one it was.
That's right.
I introduced Kelly, and I made a joke. His only home run was in Tiger Stadium, and I was there. And it went into the, climbed over that little short porch and went in the lower section of Tiger Stadium and right field, and I was went on and on. I never forget the majestic home run. It soared up above the roof.
Like Reggie.
And it hit the light, and it sends sparks out. And he said, oh, wait, that was Reggie Jackson. Yours climbed over the fence down below. And TK, he doesn't fully appreciate your humor sometimes. He's pretty good.
It's Vern Rule? What's the pitcher? Is that right?
I think it was Vern Rule. Yeah, a little line drive into the lower area, but I did the whole big setup and but TK once, Rookie was the MC at a hot stove at that hot stove thing they have.
Oh yeah. St. Paul.
That you used to have. I don't think they have it anymore. That's Julian's outfit.
Yeah.
And Rookie introduced him and TK's kind of Rookie. Know your limitations. know your limitations. You're not that funny. Basically, he was telling him. So, Well, God almighty. You know what?
250.
There's a lot of inflation going on in this country.
Yeah.
Including jerseys. So, anyway.
You got 20 minutes. 25. Half hour,
I
perhaps.
I won't shut. I'll keep
going. Where you can just get up there. And regale. The best would be to see Bramer trying to get you away from the mic. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, they'd probably keep it a couple of minutes. I know one of my lines going to be, it's pretty amazing to be on the same list as Bert Blyleven, because I used to be on Bert Blyleven's list, I said. But you can't use list. Otherwise, it would have been great.
Well, you really can't on this show either. But
either. Well.
Now Declan's going to have to take it out.
Yeah. Well, you can just bleep.
I can bleep it.
Yeah, there's no bleep.
But I think list works.
Yeah,
list.
The line still works.
I'll put the bleep in there for you. How about that?
Is Bert coming back?
Oh, I wouldn't think so.
Yeah, highly
doubt. I don't think things are terribly tight with them. He'll show up once in a while, but I don't. Since they took him off the air, I don't think things are real tight there anymore. So anyway. That's it.
All right.
What the hell?
Okay, good stuff.
I got to go talk to Peter Berg, the director of Boys in Blue. Yeah, it's going to be it's very compelling, let me tell you that.
All right, we'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.